This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin today, as we like to do from time to time on this particular radio broadcast, with the lead story from tomorrow's business pages, what the Federal Open Market Committee will choose to do about quantitative easing, its big bond buying program. It is very nearly an article of faith that the end of the Fed's economic stimulus is nigh and that all that's left is for Chairman Bernanke and the gang to tell us exactly when they will be taking away the punch bowl. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains what might happen then.
If the Fed's plan lifts the economy the way it hopes, interest rates will rise eventually. University of Wisconsin economist Ken West reminds us what that does to bond prices.
The price of the securities goes down. It means the Fed, to a certain extent, bought high. They're buying high and selling low.
Yep. It's the exact opposite of what a good investor does. Odd as it sounds, the Fed stands to lose money selling those bonds in the future. Then there's the impact on the market of the Fed's deep dive into bonds.
Fed purchases have been substantial.
Dartmouth Business School Associate Dean Matt Slaughter says you can't stop gobbling up $85 billion in bonds every month without making waves.
One of the big open questions is, from where inside the United States or abroad will creditors appear to buy that kind of debt in the future from the U.S. Treasury?
Then there's the political risk of QE. Hamilton College professor Ann Owen is a former Fed economist.
Certainly, if you're at the Federal Reserve, you would like to implement your monetary policy without taking a lot of criticism from Congress.
Even when less aggressive, the Fed has its critics. The most extreme don't even think the central bank should exist. QE really riles up lawmakers with that view, and they can make life complicated for the Fed. Brookings Institution senior fellow Justin Wolfers concedes QE's risks, but says the benefits outweigh them.
Caution always makes sense, but this is not a reason not to do it, because not doing quantitative easing also means leaving millions of people unemployed.
We'll find out the Fed's take tomorrow. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.